23 seconds to go. He's got to hang on, hope for a stalemate here.
That's what he needs. There's only 17 seconds to go, though.
He's got to get a stalemate here.
They got to make him wrestle.
They've got to make this.
They can't let this match end like this.
He got that arm out, though, and it changes the match.
He elevates. Can he turn it around and turn it into his point? Maroff, hanging on. Can he bring it, bring it to the mat? There's
with
a takedown.
1 second.
Blake Maroff. Unbelievable.
Second to go. Blake Maroff gets the takedown.
Hold on.
There's no controversy. There is no controversy. That was so obvious.
There. That I watched the clock. There was one tick left on it when the takedown occurred. You can put it in the bank. Blake Maroff is going to the championship.
They're walking over here. Now they're walking over. That's not a good sign. They're walking over. There was plenty of time. It should not be a time issue whatsoever.
The official signaled the takedown. There was one tick left on the clock.
There was
Blake
plenty of time.
Maroff jumped up in jubilation. He did win that match by a 4-3 score with a literal last-second takedown for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets at 113 pounds in the semifinal.
Really, guys, that was the improbable. I mean, it really was as desperate as it get. He came out the backside and went after it.
Well, Blake never quit wrestling. The kid that he was wrestling did quit wrestling. He was just trying to hang on, and he really probably had a better position there for the stalemate. And I think he thought the stalemate was coming. He quit wrestling.
They waved it off.
They can't do that. They cannot do that. That is wrong.